Horror Stories Podcast. Oh, hey, I didn't notice you there. Hey, it's your buddy Lawrence. It's time for the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday, so you deserve a little quality, and it's time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic, then you get to send in a story based on that topic. And I mean you as in a whole bunch of people other than me. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a little bit in between, and post the resulting mess for your enjoyment and pleasure. This is weekly challenge number 217. The elephant in the room. The music you're hearing in the background is not by Guy David, but if it were, you could find it at GuyDavid.com. Also find ABBA music at ABBA.com and Queen music, and I don't know. We've got a whole batch of stories this week on the topic of the elephant in the room, so let's hear them in the order that I received them. And oddly enough, Guy David, who came up with the topic, has the first story. So, happy Father's Day to you, Guy, and here's your story.
The landlord opened his mouth and closed it in a fish-like fashion. A sound came out of his lips, not unlike the merger of a washing machine and a TARDIS. Finally, he came back to his senses and said, "The sign outside this apartment strictly states no pets allowed." I smiled and said simply, "This is not a pet." "Oh yeah," he retorted, now growing a little agitated. "Then what is it?" "Why, it's an elephant," I stated. "And what do you need an elephant for?" he asked, angry and exasperated. "That's easy," I said. "To hide the giraffe."
You know, I don't think it's right to hide your giraffe. You should proudly display your giraffe. I believe there should be a parade once a year called Giraffe Pride Day, and I will fight to the death to make it happen. Thank you, Guy David. And remember, you can find his stuff at... Well, okay, I'm not going to tell you, because I already told you, but you can go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap if you want to see a link to his story, and to his site, and to his podcast, and to racy photos of giraffes and elephants. That's actually kind of gross. Oh, who's our next story? Oh, Stephen the Nuclear Man. All right, Stephen, I know that you're a father of 12 children, and you have them playing some weird combination basketball-baseball game. I don't know what it is. You invented it just to keep all 12 busy so you can get some sleep. But really, here's your story.
"No," Sandra said as the small gray animal on the floor trumpeted. She stalked past through the kitchen toward their son's room. "You like elephants," Andrew said. "Remember that clown who made you the balloon elephant?" He picked up the pachyderm. "This one's about the same size, honey." She called upstairs to their son. "James, time to come home." "You could play with the elephant," Andrew said. "Or James could, while we talked." Their son careened down the stairs and took Sandra's hand. They went outside, slamming the door behind them. Andrew petted the elephant. It trumpeted quietly.
The Quiet Trumpet will be the name of my next autobiography. Keep that in mind. Check for it on the shelves of the supermarket, labeled sugar. Thank you, Stephen. And remember, petting the elephant is not a euphemism for anything. Hey, Bruin. Hey, Boo. Bruin's sitting next to me. Oh, he's rolling over. He's letting me pet his tummy. He is such a sweet little boy.
Yeah. Aren't you glad that I founded you over a year ago? Yeah. You are such a happy boo. Yeah, this is your way of saying Happy Father's Day. Yeah, you are such a good boy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, scratching the ears. You're just sitting there. Yeah, big old baby panther. Yeah, you don't even open your eyes. You're just happy and flippy-floppy, your little paws. All right, there. That's a moment of cat petting. Aren't you glad that I don't bother hitting paws? And I just tickle his paws. He's tickle his little midnight paws, little baby panther paws. Okay, next up is Zach Mann. Oh, I wonder what he's got up his sleeve. You know that he's the father of our country. That whole George Washington story? A total lie. No, the father of our country is actually Zach Mann. Here he is, waving the flag proudly.
I was wondering what gift to give my friend who seemed to have one of everything when I heard an ad for something I thought my friend could never have owned. It was cool, original, and big, really big. A life-sized China pachyderm figurine. How was I to know he already had one, since it took up almost his entire living room, but no one ever mentioned it, even after the second one I bought was delivered? I just thought it would go well with the life-sized 800-pound gorilla figurine his mother got him for Christmas.
Now I know what to get my wife for an anniversary present. Yeah, it's coming up July 2nd. I don't know, what should I get her? It's been 10 years. Ooh, I know, coupons. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Zach, man. And by the way, this is the first time that he's done something. He changed his levels so that they were, full. I've been adjusting and amplifying them before. So thank you for taking care of that for me, Zach, man. Although I can do little edits here and there. Clean little, snip off if you have a bneed or whatever at the end or beginning. Actually, I tend to leave those in. Those are kind of cool. Anyway, I liked all the idioms in that one. All right, what's next? Oh, TJ, I think he has not just one, but two stories. It's Twofer Day in North Dakota, Dakota.
Hi, this is TJ. I am from North Dakota. Happy solstice, everyone, and happy Father's Day. And this is Elephant in the Room. Elegant conversations among the glitterati and connoisseurs. Delighted birthday girl Megan Sullivan, no end, as she turned 29 yet again. But a pall passed like a wave through the room. The tinkling champagne flutes and laughter declined significantly as BP chairman Tony Hayward arrived on the scene. Of course, he was an old friend of the family and naturally couldn't be uninvited, although Megan felt this would be a perfectly acceptable moment, historically speaking, had he feigned some sort of illness. How awkward. No one expressed much sympathy when the elephant in the room stepped on top of him. Oh, and actually, I have a follow-up for last week. I thought that everyone might go the pun route, and since nobody did, I thought I would share one that I thought of. It's called Divine Mathematics. Hiram was deeply troubled. Solomon's chief engineer for his brilliant temple, built to the glory of God, was instructed, based on divine revelation, to create perfectly round vessels, measuring 10 cubits across and precisely 30 cubits around. He could manage perfectly round. He could manage 30 cubits around, and he could manage 10 cubits across. And he could manage any two of these, but he could not manage all three. Agonizing in the pouring rain, he reviewed his charts over and over again, finally breaking down, falling to his knees, and screaming to the sky, "Good Lord, that's not pi!"
Oh, man. Thank you, TJ. That's it. Okay. That follow-up one. All right. That one probably would have won if it wasn't for the fact that Steven the Nuclear Man was an absolute juggernaut last week. I don't think we've seen that kind of voting since the year 2000. Oh no, hanging chads. Ah! Oh, sorry. You know, it doesn't matter who would have won that election. We still would have lost. Whatever. Oh, well, damned if you do, damned if you care. Oh, thank you, TJ. All right, well, at least the horror is over and somebody won an Academy Award. Yeah. Crazy times, man. Speaking of crazy times, let's listen to Justin. And I'm going to remind you, if you have more than one story on a topic or you want to revisit an old topic, go ahead, throw them in. You know, we've got room. And if you feel daring, go over to Dribblecast, which is in the Drabblecast forums. I don't think I've seen any of you posting any stories up there yet. It would be cool. You know, if you get one during the week and it doesn't fit any topic and you just think, well, whatever, try it over there. Just throw the text up there and see how they will chop it up. Phenopath is real good about giving you advice. And there are others like Scattercat that will just, you know, throw in a snarky comment. But in all, it's good stuff. It's good stuff, and you'll feel good. And if you get the best thing is when you hear them recorded, because then it's like, oh yeah, someone took the ball and ran with this, which is why I haven't posted any there for at least a week, because all of mine during the week have sucked. Anyway, here's Justin and his stories.
Meow. Space Turtle. Justin Lomaster here with my 100-word story, and today's goal is, again, try to get it in after Normal Joe. So, if Lawrence plays this in order, we'll see if I win or not. Because it's a contest, apparently. Chatting. Because I'm so professional. The elf noted that for the plan to work, they'd need more arrows. The dwarf pointed out that both a shield phalanx and extra spears would be required. The elf mentioned that they would have to contend with swamps, bad weather, and gathering food for the mission, since it would be impractical to carry that much with them. The dwarf noted despised traitors, deserters, and roustabouts to contend with. The elf finally mentioned that the real Oliphant in the room was the 17 different armies they'd have to defeat. The dwarf said that only counted as one.
Thank you, Justin, and happy Father's Day to you, and happy Father's Day to B. Also, I'm going to throw out a happy Father's Day to B to Frank J. of IMAO, who started reposting the old IMAO podcasts at imao.us. Now, you're not going to hear the episodes with me in them yet, but way back then, in my youth in podcasting, man, was I funny. You just don't know it yet because I wasn't in the first few episodes. They brought me in as a token Jew. As opposed to the token Mexican, he got all the good lines. Butthead. Speaking of all the good lines, here's Norval Joe, who wound up being later than Justin. I don't like it when they compete. They should work together.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and it's really late at night again, and need to get my story in, so here we go on the cheap Ventrilo mic. Here's weekly challenge episode number 217. So here's my story. The animals sat around the large round table. The pressure of a deadline hung in the air like a foreboding black rain cloud. "There's an elephant in the room?" the bear asked. "Too flat and generic. How's that going to brand our product?" the rabbit asked, his contempt as thick as honey. "That's all, folks?" the small pig stuttered. "That's trademarked. We'd get sued," the owl said and shook his head. Heffalumps and Woozles steal honey? The bear suggested after a long pause. Now you're talking, Pooh Boy, the tiger laughed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Ha 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 ha! I like laughing. Thank you, Philip Norval Joe Carroll. And, as always, we love that harmonica. I call it harmonica, just like I call things calliopes and what's that other one? Grammyophones. Yeah, I like calling them grammyophones. I'm a little confused now. Oh, by the way, if you're tracking my weight, 220. Last week the needle was like 222, 221. This Saturday after a long walk, 220. 220 again today after the walk before everybody starts storming the big church in town. And if I hadn't have gone for that orange juice and for that kolache, probably would have been like 219, but my goal is 2 a week. And I'm getting there. And next week is going to be when I go to the doctor to get the weigh-in, get the confirmation that I'm down 10. If I can keep losing 8 to 10 a month, I make my first goal in another 2.5 months. And I look back, and I'm like, yeah. And no, I'm not going to rush it. I'm not going to drive myself crazy rushing it, you know, taking pills and all that. I'm going to do this one cleanly. And I said, you know, I'm not going to do potato skins until I'm at 220. 220. So I get a reward. And I was 220 yesterday, and we went to the grocery store and picked and my wife at potato skins. Yeah, that's my reward. And I didn't eat them last night. Just out of habit, did not eat them. I'm going to have them with a nice red wine, probably a $50 bottle of wine. I've been putting off drinking that Chateau Saint-Jean 2005. We've got like one 2007, a 2008. Those were like $14, $15. And then this one's, you know, the good one. And I'm sure that the moment I open it up, it's going to taste like crap, and I'm going to be like, Jesus Christ. I was looking on that at the shelf for like 3 months. That was going to be my reward for getting the wallet under control, which sort of kind of don't talk about. I'm getting another island in Second Life. Did you know that? Piper Point? And you're like, what are you, nuts? The whole thing's going down the toilet. It was just the cost of a transfer fee. And the monthly is going to be covered already. You're thinking, well, where are you going to get the people to go in there? I already have 8. And all I need is 8. So, dudes, it can be done. It can be done. You just do it at cost. And you keep it going. And you think, well, that's a pyramid scheme. No, it's not. That's a Ponzi scheme. No, that's not a pyramid scheme or a Ponzi scheme. You just keep them going. And as they empty, you fill them up. And if they empty enough, you tell people, okay, we need to downsize. And you downsize. But I haven't downsized yet. But I've kept it natural growth, and there are people that want in, and you just balance it out. And you just don't go crazy like, I'm going to become a giant land baron, and I'm going to be rich, and I'm going to be famous. No. No, it's not about richness. It's about fame. It's about being wealthy with friends. And this is exactly how those pyramid and Ponzi scheme people sound. And I want to eat their tongues. Speaking of eating their tongues, I think it's time for Planet Z, don't you? Oh, you've been avoiding this. And last week, Planet Z came up with a humdinger with the help of my iPhone speak and spell. So here we go.
I checked into the hotel, followed the bellhop down the hallway, and as he opened the door, I saw an elephant in the room. This is going to be a problem, I said, watching the elephant devour peanuts from the mini-fridge. The bellhop looked at the elephant and sighed.
You rented a room with an African elephant, not an Asian elephant.
Exactly. I prefer African elephants. He nodded, went back to the front desk, and returned with another room's key.
Right this way,
he said. I'm still not happy, though. They charged me for the peanuts. $8 a packet!
Hey, Hey, everybody. Hey, we made it. It's done. Man, wow. Another week. There you have it, a bunch of stories about the elephant in the room. Now, if you had a hard time understanding all those stories, the text for each of them is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Also, there is a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic for next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so that you can learn more about them. Maybe send them an elephant and put it in their room. The music in the background now is by Guy David. GuyDavid.com for all your background music needs. Oh, some podcast business. I set up 100 word stories on Twitter, and I'm being pretty bad about posting when folks send in their stories. So, in your story, when you send it in, say, "Hey, when you get this, put it on Twitter, stupid." Then I'll remember. I hope to use it to announce various 100 word stories things, like new topics, other flash fiction writing sites, and so on. And then when you see the announcement of the next topic, you know it's too late to send in a story. Right, Justin? Right, Norval Joe? You crazy kids. The next topic is going to be Rent, chosen by the juggernaut, Steven the Nuclear Man. There are other sites out there that you can write for, like, say, the Escape Pod Flash Fiction Contest, Merciless Storytellers, Flying Island Press, World Builders Unlimited, Great Heights has returned, and, of course, the Dribblecast. Hey guys, it's been a great week, and I think we're going to have some fun next week. So come on along and join the fun. Thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.